John, you sent us, and I've been reading your 2010 predictions. It's 100-plus pages that you have available on the Internet, I guess, right?
Yes, it's an e-book, and it is part of my job as a prophecy scholar and interpreter and sometimes predictor of prophecies to try to predict the next trends. And several years ago, I began to write pretty much solely e-books because I figured, I saw through working with prophecy that the delivery system for the future of writing was going to leave the dead trees and go into photons and electrons. And so as a way also to lower my carbon footprint as a writer and not take down so many forests with the paper books, now I try as much as I can to write electronic books, which you can get at hogueprophecy.com. And it's a little busy right now, so if you want to try tomorrow, it'll be there. And you can download the book immediately to your computer. And it would sound like what Steve Jobs presented today.
Perfect, right?
Is exactly the thing that I've been seeing happening is a little template that is about the size of a book that can do a multi-number of tasks like a large iPod, but it can also, this will be the salvation of newspapers, magazines, and books. I know something about economic depressions because I'm a writer, a professional writer, and I can tell you, as any professional writer will, that this crisis of the publishing industry began in the early part of the last decade.
Yeah.
And it is so, it's almost like now everybody's joining us who are writers. But I also see that the wild, wild west sensation or reality of the Internet is going to settle down. And very soon, the instant payment delivery technology with such templates like what Steve Jobs has created is going to see much of our discourse and our economy move into cyberspace in the next 3 years in a big way.
Let's get into a glimpse of 2010, John. You have predicted how many presidents now over the past few years?
I think it's been 11. It was all the way back to 1968 with Richard Nixon winning against Humphreys. So I have been, actually, I recorded my first impressions of Barack Obama being president when I saw him in 2004 in the keynote speech in the Democratic Convention. I said, I got this vision of the Black Kennedy. And I got it again in 2006 when he visited Kenya, and it was they showed him coming out of the plane, this feeling of the hand of destiny on him. But I also felt another concern, which I voiced on your show all the way back in early January of 2008, right when the primary was beginning. I wrote about a article that I put together. I'm probably the first person to coin the word Obama Nation.
Oh, that's true, which has been taken since then. Right?
Yeah. And I went and studied when the word first emanated, and it looked like it was in March of 2007 when I wrote Obama Nation, which is a on my HogueProphecy.com blog archive. And I said on your show way back there a little later in January 8th, or around January, late January of 2008, that I saw Obama, if he became president in 2008, I knew he was going to be a president, but the question was when. And the strong sense I got that if he became president in 2008, he ran the danger of coming to his destiny too soon, that his destiny was supposed to be 2012 or 2016.
So you think he was going to peak out too early?
Yes. People in prophecy shows that people sometimes come to their destiny too soon or too late. For instance, give you an example, his chief rival for the presidency, John McCain, his destiny window was 2000. So, but he finally got a chance to run for president 8 years too late.
Yeah, he got into the game way too late.
And Obama is in a better position to be somebody who's coming in too soon because he's on his apogee, he's on his rise. But I did say, and I'll quote it here in predictions for 2008, which was 2 years ago, I said, if Obama should win the Democratic nomination and be elected president of the United States in 2008, his unripened entry into the White House would be too soon and soon tragic. If you thought the Bush years were a disaster, you do not want to initiate the Obama nation timeline with your vote. His time isn't now.
Yet in spite of that, you're predicting...
He will be a great president later is the last line of that quote. And I went on to say, and this goes against my own personal views, but I have to honor this thing that has been accurate. I know he's going to be a two-term president. And it seems sometimes impossible to see how.
Well, the wonders of tape, John Hogue, we've got you on tape now.
You've got me on
tape. We're bringing you back way before that, but in 2012, we're bringing you back again.
Yeah, and I can only think that the only way that can happen now is that one of two things happens. Either Obama becomes a spokesman for the Americans who feel disconnected with Washington and does what Ronald Reagan did so successfully when Congress went against him. Ronald Reagan got the American people behind him.
Sure.
And pressured the people, with the people's pressure, he pressured what was most of his presidency a Democrat-controlled Senate and House. He got things through.
But he seemed to get the things through that people wanted.
Well, he listened to what people, for better or worse, were into and wanted at that time.
Yeah.
I do not sense that Barack Obama is showing, well, he's showing his inexperience. He's not in tune with his destiny, and he's not in tune with really where people are at. He's cerebral about it, but not really compassionate about it. And there's an astrological reason for this. His presidency was conceived on that November night in the election and then consummated into reality, birthed in 21st of January, around the late January of 2009. Both times he was under the influence of a Saturn-Uranus opposition.
Now, what does that mean?
That means tug of war between the status quo versus change.
Ah.
And this defines his first term. He cannot get out from under this. The one thing that can help is when this very powerful opposition, tug of war, moves in this new year into a little bit of around between May through August. You're going to get a glimpse of what the last bulk of the last 8 years of the decade is going to be like, because it's going to make it in layman's terms, it's going to move out of that intractable position and lean more towards going forward into change.